Right, don't be expecting to buy a burger or a hot dog if you're going to see Morrissey in Belfast in March. The singer has demanded that meat be off the menu at his gig at the Odyssey. The Nolan Show has seen an Odyssey email that says only vegetarian food is permitted within the building when Morrissey comes to visit. So because Morrissey hates meat, more than 10,000 customers have to be veggie for the night. Is that right? Well, the animal rights campaigner, John Carmody, a vegetarian for 20 years, is with us. Morning to you, John.
A very good morning to you, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. And the commentator and businessman, Geoffrey Payne. Morning to you, Geoffrey.
Good morning, Stephen.
So, he's an artist. He's only going to come if we all don't eat meat for the night. What do you think, Geoffrey?
Well, it's strange that he's coming to Northern Ireland then, because, you know, we're the kind of the backbone, no pun intended, of the meat industry in the UK. You know, Northern Ireland meat producers produce the beef that goes into McDonald's burgers. We slaughter more chickens than just about any part of the United Kingdom. We even print the cartons the McDonald's burgers go into. You know, this is the centre of gravity as far as meat production is concerned. So it seems absolutely bizarre that his fans, probably 99% of which eat meat, should be denied the opportunity to eat it the night of the concert. Very, very strange individual, though, as well, even and very celebby insisting on such a thing.
The reason, John, this story is interesting is it's about principle, isn't it? Should an artist require people coming to his or her concert to adhere to his lifestyle principles? Like, where does that end?
Good question, Stephen. Well, you know, I've been travelling with the Morrissey concert. Anytime he comes to Ireland, whether it's north or south, we travel with him. We have like information stands at all his concerts, and we meet with his fans, and we meet with the people who follow him literally wherever he goes. But what I would say to you is that Morrissey is very, very. He feels incredibly strongly about cruelty to animals, and he feels incredibly strongly about what happens to animals in factory farms. I suppose.
Fine, John, but is he entitled to ban a whole concert and a whole concert venue from selling food that he doesn't like?
Well, yeah, good question, Stephen. But what I would say to you is I think he's standing by his morals on this particular one. It's not a case where he can go up and you know, 5 or 10, I don't know how many people can fit into these places where he goes. But what I would say to you was is that he clearly feels so strongly about it.
Yeah, but he's imposing his morals, John, on everybody that wants to come to the Odyssey.
I wouldn't say he's imposing his morals. What I would say to you is that he's making sure that his hands are clean of any animal suffering that's caused as a result of animals being, you know, treated cruelly.
So someone wants to eat a hot dog. Someone wants to eat a hot dog at the Odyssey. And Morrissey bans them from doing so if he's in the building. And the Odyssey allow that to happen.
I would say let them eat the hot dog before they come in. But what I would say to you is they might eat the hot dog before they come in, but for the most part, a lot of people leave and they vow never to put that hot dog in their mouth, because at the end of all his concerts, he always shows them meat your meat at an investigation into slaughterhouses and factory farms. And I can assure you and your legion of listeners, Stephen, that when you see what goes on behind the scenes, and as Paul McCartney said, if slaughterhouses had glass walls, everyone would be a vegetarian. And we hear from people that grab our vegetarian starter kits on the way out and they vow never to eat.
He's the star, Geoffrey, so he can make the rules.
Yeah, but it's silly tokenism. You know, it's like washing his hands of an industry that employs thousands here. You know, he can choose to ignore that if he wants. He can insist that his fans don't eat meat on the evening. Probably won't do them much harm, but you know, the fact is that they'll go off, leave his concert, and merrily chomp through beef and chicken and the rest after the concert. So it's tokenism. He's fond of doing this. You know, he refused to do some gigs in Canada, you know, because apparently the Canadians were clubbing seals to death. You know, but I'm sure it didn't.
Well, this is a man, therefore, that's putting his principles before anything else. Maybe he's to be admired.
There's no consistency in his principles. So on the one hand, you know, he decried Margaret Thatcher, you know, during the Smiths era, and yet he's a supporter of UKIP. You know, there's no consistency in his. In his ethics.
Obviously he would deny that.
This is just celebrity nonsense.
Here's Jim this morning. Morning to you, Jim.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, you know, I'm a Christian fan, but I know if I go to Christie's gigs, for instance, I was at the last one in the waterfront, He doesn't allow the bars to be open during any break because he's a recovering alcoholic. So someone who has a strong feeling, they got, I have no difficulty. Morrissey is a genius. He's not a tokenist person. He's a musical genius. And Jeffrey is far from being a genius. Jeffrey seems to oppose trade unions, anything lefty, anything off the wall. And you bring him on to do that. I would go see Morrissey and I would give up meat eating for one night. I don't have any great difficulty with it.
And that's a good thing to hear, because I mean we honestly do hear from people who go to his concerts. Now I know there was a bit of outrage back in December when he brought his tour to Dublin, and I was there myself in the O2 Arena, and he showed the footage of the slaughterhouses, and we know the following day we were taking press calls from people who were complaining that they brought their young kids, because there was pretty young children at the concert, and they were complaining that their children seen the footage. But what I would be saying to his fans and the people who did complain was that, look, if you really are a fan of Morrissey and if you really do know what this man is all about, then you should be expecting this before you even buy your tickets. So it's a case where if you want to go and see him, then you have to obviously understand that not only are you going to go to listen to the music, but you're going to actually see what he feels very strongly about.
Are you allowed to wear a leather belt in the Morrissey concert? Or are they banned too? Are they taking off you at the door?
Stephen, I think if Morrissey had his way, you know, he would have every one of those people in there with no animal, you know, by any animal skins whatsoever in them or on them.
But and this is the interesting territory. Mervyn in Hollywood, good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
The interesting territory in this story, Mervyn, is at what stage should the Odyssey Arena, at the end of the day, an arena for the people of Northern Ireland, in Northern Ireland, at what stage do they protect the rights, the freedom of people in Northern Ireland to do what they want to do at a concert rather than buckle to one star?
Well, I think it's 100% correct. I mean, he has to be told what people are going to do in the Odyssey is their business. And, of course, provided they stay within the law, it's their business. It has nothing to do with him. They're paying their money to come and see him as a singer, as an entertainer, and that's great. But, I mean, I won't be going because he wouldn't want me there, because I've been a supporter of hunting, shooting and fishing all my days. And I understand completely where he's coming from. That some of the horrible things that are going on in the 32 counties of Ireland with regard to animals are horrendous. Simply horrendous. The puppy farms are on the increase. The USPCA are making arrests and people getting jailed. I mean, but for him to say that, I don't want anybody there at my concert who's involved in any assistance, I think it's just complete stupidity.
No.
The email that the Nolan Show has seen states, and it's from the Odyssey, states only vegetarian food is permitted within the building. Now, if you want to take that to its logical end, Mervyn, there are some sweets with gelatin in it that, for example, some vegetarians don't eat.
That's right.
Because gelatin is, as far as I know, it's from animal bone, actually. Mm-hmm. So if someone walks into the Odyssey with a packet of sweets that are not vegetarian friendly, are they taken off them? Are they banned from the concert?
Yes,
at what stage does this stop?
That's
well, you're laughing, but it's a fair. You're laughing. Well, I'm going to ask the Odyssey.
Your food.
I'm going to ask the Odyssey now. Can you walk in with a packet of wine gums?
No. Oh yes. Well, I love a goal. I don't really reckon them as a great.
What do you call those sweets? I love. What do you call them? Sports mixture.
Sports
there's gelatin in sports mixture. Are you going to be thrown out from the Odyssey?
What about clove wrap, Stephen?
John Carmody, should you be thrown out from the Odyssey if you walk in with a packet of sports mixture?
Stephen, if you bring those sweets in, you're not going in. Your name, yeah. No, what I would look in all due respect.
What's the difference from gelatin and a burger?
But I suppose I suppose in many ways what Morrissey's really trying to do is, it's not a case where he's telling people to stay away, because if that was the case, there'd be no one going to his concerts. I think he uses his concerts for a couple of things, not only just to entertain people with his music, because let's face it, he's pretty good at what he does, but I think he uses it as an opportunity to educate people about what the horrors of factory farms and slaughterhouses. And I can imagine that there will be quite a few requests for a vegan starter kit, actually, after your show. If anyone would like one, they can go onto our website, aaron.ie.
But hold on a minute. And you're trying to sneak your plugs in, John. I hear that. But hold on one second. Where does the principle of this stop? So you have the Odyssey allowing a star to dictate what people eat. Is that a far cry away from the Odyssey allowing a star to say, do you know what? Only come to my concert if you're a supporter of the Conservative Party. only DUP supporters will be allowed in my concert. Only gay rights activists will be allowed in my concert. At what stage does the Odyssey stop buckling to a star?
Well, I think for regardless what star it is, and if it was myself or yourself going in there and we have specific terms and conditions, then I think for the night that's in it, you know, for instance, Morrissey will basically own the Odyssey. That will be his place of, you know, of business. So it's really up to him, whatever he wants to do. But what I would say to you is that most people going in there, a lot of the people will, in fact, be meat eaters. So, you know, a lot of them will dismiss what has been said in relation to the banning of meat. But what I do hope is that people, and I know for a fact from hearing from his followers,
Jeffrey?
That a lot of people do go vegetarian afterwards.
Go on, Jeffrey. You know, Jeffrey, I'm being slightly ridiculous, but it's the same principle, isn't it? So if a star said, I'm sorry, I care about politics, I'm a political activist, I only want people in my concert who support a particular political cause, is that much different?
I think it's very similar. I think it's... you know, Morrissey has tendencies towards holding political views which are very exclusionist. You know, it's all about you accept my worldview or your views are not worthy. And we tend to have sort of people of a left leaning persuasion. Although it is bizarre that he's now sort of he likes Nigel Farage so much, but people who have traditionally been of a left leaning persuasion say that you accept my worldview. Or I simply will not tolerate your views. It's all about reduction of choice. You know, if you're of the view that people should be allowed to live their lives and be free to choose, I think this type of activity is quite abhorrent.
Someone has sent me a message here. I think it's on Twitter actually, or a text. I think it's on Twitter, saying that I should be very wary because of course Morrissey's song about hanging the DJ. Brendan in Belfast says, Morrissey has beseeched us all, Stephen, to hang the DJ. Watch out, Nolan, he says. Or dare someone call me a DJ, of course.
Clarissa Dixon Wright a few years ago, you know, one of the two fat ladies from the cookery programme, indicated that she was actually in fear of her life because, you know, she felt that there was an incitement to violence going on, you know, from Morrissey's direction. So,
well, no. No, we would absolutely distance ourselves from that, and there was absolutely no evidence whatsoever.
No, I'm not suggesting he incited violence.
Well,
I'm not
and let's not
that at all. By the way,
Stephen, can
sure.
I bring this?
And let's just make that crystal
Stephen,
clear.
I didn't suggest that.
Okay, that okay.
Can I just bring this back before we go? Just a quick one.
Why very quickly, John.
Yeah, thanks. And what I would say to your callers and your listeners is, it's very simple. He's coming in March. I think anyone who likes Morrissey should absolutely go to his concert, whether they eat meat or not. And I think they should absolutely go and have a good evening. And if it's a case where they can leave being more informed of the problems facing animals, then I think we'll all benefit
okay.
as a result.
John, thank you. Jeffrey, thank you. Here's Michael. Morning, Michael.
Morning.
Go ahead, Michael.
I would just like to inquire, Mr. Morrissey, are we all aware... training shoes because you can't wear leather shoes or to go to his concert either then. Well, how big is his inflated ego that he could try and dictate his will on others? Surely that goes against every rule of human democracy and self-choice.
He's sticking to his principles. So he's not just taking the money and running. He's not just trying to pack the Odyssey out with anybody. He's a man who's sticking to his principles, Michael.
I mean, he doesn't have the right, Stephen, to tell me I can't be the burger at a concert, sure.
The Odyssey are allowing him to have that right.
Well, I think everyone should just... See, if everyone would abscond and not go near the concert, I think the next one wouldn't have the same rules. Because you hit these guys in the pocket. It's all right having all these balls when you're a multi-millionaire, Stephen, and trying to impose your will on others, but comes a point where you have to kick back a wee bit.
Okay.
Do you not think?
Michael, thank you very much. It's interesting. I just do think it's really interesting territory for a key venue in Northern Ireland to decide that one individual, be they a star or not, can dictate what someone eats in their venue. So it's not Odyssey policy. It's not a policy that's adhered to round the clock. Indeed, they make a lot of money out of selling burgers and hot dogs there the rest of the year. And yet the Odyssey allows one individual to dictate whether you can have a hot dog or not. It's either a principled position or, as some of you are saying this morning, you object to it.